This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, February 25th. Brought to you by Watkins & Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Trump addresses affordability. Lawmakers say E15 deal is close and EU reassured on trade deal. President focuses on affordability and State of the Union. President Donald Trump used his State of the Union address last night to say that food prices are falling, highlighting an issue that has dogged his administration since the beginning. Beef, quote, is starting to come down significantly, he told lawmakers in the House chamber, which was almost evenly divided between cheering Republicans and silent and seated Democrats. Beef prices are up 15% year over year, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. But wholesale prices for many cuts have eased since the middle of last year. That according to data from the Cattlemen's Beef Board and National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Trump also addressed SNAP and immigration in his speech. The National Council of Agriculture Employers wasted little time in citing his remarks on the southern border and calling for Congress to act on ag labor reform. By securing the border, NCAE President and CEO John Hawley said the president has taken the steps necessary to ensure Congress can now move expeditiously to give us the workforce we need to ensure our nation's food supply and keep our farming operations in business. You can read more in this week's AgriPulse newsletter. Well, the House is said to be close to getting E15 over the finish line. That's according to Representative Randy Feenstra. The Iowa Republican tells AgriPulse that lawmakers are near agreement on a bill and getting it passed through the House of Representatives. Feenstra is co-chair of a council tasked with coming up with a framework for a measure allowing year-round nationwide sales of higher ethanol fuel blends, otherwise known as E15. He's also running for governor in Iowa, the top U.S. producer of ethanol and the corn used to make it. Feenstra signaled that the rift among oil refiners over E15 legislation has been smoothed over. We've got them all working together with the small, medium, large, all together, he said. The E15 Council hasn't yet announced any plan for moving ahead with a bill missing a February 15th deadline. Another deadline set to be missed is today. That's the date which E15 legislation was to be considered by the House. Feenstra blamed the recent snowstorm for delaying progress. We want to get it released and get it to the floor, hopefully here very, very shortly, he said. The U.S. has told the European Union it will honor the terms of a deal struck last year, according to the European Commission top trade official. Since the ruling, I have been in constant touch with my counterparts, and they both have reassured me they stand by the deal, according to the European Trade Commissioner speaking to EU lawmakers yesterday. The EU is rattled by President Donald Trump's efforts to recover his lost tariffs by imposing a new baseline tariff. The 10% duty went into effect yesterday and applies on top of existing tariff rates, but Trump has said it will rise to 15%. Under the terms of the US-EU deal, most EU exports were supposed to see a maximum tariff rate of 15%. The Parliament's Interior Trade Committee continues to work toward ratifying the deal, now except for March. The deal also includes tariff reductions for a slate of U.S. ag products. The committee already scrapped one key vote that was slated for yesterday, and the chair, Bernd Lange, is pushing to hold off on ratifying the deal. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkins & Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkins & Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Kaylee Tkachuk-Buller, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins' Chief of Staff, who left her post on Thursday, is contemplating a challenge of Democrat Representative John Manin to represent New York's 22nd District. Tkachuk-Buller told AgriPulse she's currently weighing all options. She had been Rollins' top aide since inauguration January 2024. The filing deadline for the race is April 3rd. Upon her departure from USDA, America First Policy Institute alum Tate Bennett became Rollins' chief of staff, effective immediately. The Liberty Justice Center, a conservative-leaning nonprofit, has filed coordinated lawsuits to initiate trigger refunds after the Supreme Court struck down Trump's emergency tariffs. The group represented plaintiffs in the VOS Selections Incorporated versus Trump case that ended up before the Supreme Court. Throughout that case, government lawyers argued that the tariffs could stand up while the case played out because businesses would get refunds if the court ruled against the administration. Now, administration officials have publicly suggested that refunds could take weeks or months. Even years, the group wrote in a statement. This is simple. The government unlawfully imposed a tax on Americans and took their money. We'd like it back, Liberty Justice Center Chair Sarah Albright said in the same statement. Now, a group of 22 Democratic senators have introduced a bill that would require full tariff refunds. Some companies are weighing legal challenges of their own. However, FedEx filed a lawsuit Monday at the Court of International Trade demanding its money back. Donald Trump's pick to be Surgeon General will finally get her confirmation hearing today after a delay necessitated by her having a baby. Casey Means is likely to face questions before the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee about her business interest as a social media influencer and co-founder of Levels, a metabolic health company. Another possible subject could be the health effects of pesticides, which Means has harshly criticized. In a 2024 post on her website, Means identified what she said is the single most effective strategy for solving the pressing human health and environmental issues facing our globe. That strategy is restoring sustainable agriculture practices that continue to bioverse soil and nutrient-rich food and moving away from industrial agriculture that uses toxic synthetic pesticides. One of Means critics, the Center for Science and the Public Interest, called her an unqualified wellness influencer and lifestyle blogger in a statement yesterday. Americans need and deserve reliable health advice from a Surgeon General. Means, however, can be expected to act as a virtual Pez dispenser for RFK Jr.'s misinformation, CSPI said. Here's today's final word. There's no challenge Americans cannot overcome. No frontier too vast for us to conquer. No dream too bold for us to chase. No horizon too distant for us to claim. For our destiny is written by the hand of providence, and these first 250 years were just the beginning. At President Donald Trump and his State of the Union speech last night. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, February 25th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.